Hi, my name is Ryan, and this is my Unit 3 podcast. My favorite part was learning about the religions, because it is really interesting to me, because I haven't really learned about all the religions in depth, or as much as in depth as we went and reading this, but I struggled reading with the first chapter because it was not as interesting as the other chapters, and it was a struggle to get through. The why, the where is religions like Buddhism that don't expand or seek out more followers, so they stay in one spot because they're not expanding or conquering any land. The connection across all three chapters is that every place is different in its own way. That may be religion, language, or culture. And in the classroom, we are learning all the chapters, but in more depth, and we are learning it in different ways. Thank you for listening to my Unit 3 podcast. See you next week.
Hello, and welcome to Ryan's Chapter 9 podcast. One point of analysis is the words nation and country are two totally different things. A nation is a group of people who have certain things in common, like culture and beliefs. A country is a political entity that is not controlled by anyone else. Another point of analysis is the Cold War. Even though it is called a war, it was not really. There was not really any fighting. It was a flex-off between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. I believe that even if there was still communism today, there would still be no war. It would be peaceful. One comparison is the Cold War to siblings fighting. The siblings can't actually hurt each other, and they're just talking back and forth, just like the U.S. and the Soviet Union. They never really touched each other. And if I was going to make a book cover for this chapter, it would be a timeline of all the events that have been mentioned in the chapter. Because that is one of the main things it talks about. My catchphrase for this chapter 9 is, borders bring order and states are great. And that is Ryan Herman's Chapter 9 podcast. Bye.